Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Totally Healed Radio. How are y'all doing out there today? I know if y'all anything like me, y'all are doing good and excited about 2017 because God is already doing mighty and miraculous things. And so we're going to talk to you about healing this morning. We're going to talk to you about the holistic way this morning with Miss Nia Robinson. But before I bring her on, I just want to talk to y'all about being made whole this morning. Somebody needs to be made whole. Somebody wants to be made whole. And I'm coming to you from the scripture, John, the fifth chapter, where there was a healing at the pool. And God asked them one question, will thou be made whole? They had been coming to the pool year after year after year. And he was just lying there. And he had been in this condition for a long time. When you get a chance, read John, the fifth chapter, verses 1-6. And you'll know the story that I'm talking about. And there were, now I'm going to read you verse 3. Because I want to speak to the disabled and diseased community right now. And it says, here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, at this pool. And one had been there he was an invalid for 38 years. But I don't care how long you have been in the state that you're in, God is saying to you this morning, will thou be made whole? Do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? And I'm going to tell you what the man replied. He replied, I have no one to help me get into the pool because the pool would be troubled once a year. And when that pool was troubled and the water was troubled, then whoever got in that pool first could be healed. But I want you to know this morning that the pool has already been troubled. The water has been troubled and you don't have to actually go get in anybody's pool. Right where you are, if you want to be healed, if you want to be made whole, you can be this morning. It's already been stirred for you. The blood has already been shed for you to be healed. So you can be healed. Just ask yourself that question. Do I want to be healed? Do I want to be well? Do I want to be made whole? So he had a complaint. You know, we have people that have that sometimes. Oh, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone always go ahead of me. Now, how many times have we heard that question? I would, you know, if I could. But I don't have nobody to help me do this, and I don't have anybody to take me to the pharmacy, or I don't have nobody to take me to the emergency room, or I don't got nobody to take me to church, or wherever you feel like the healing power is flowing at. But guess what? The power is coming to you this morning. It's flowing into your house right now, in your car, wherever you are listening to this broadcast this morning. If you're saying to yourself, yes, I want to be well. Yes, I want to be made whole. This is for you. This is what I love. Verse 8, Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And at once, you hear people always talk about there's a process, but the Bible says at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat at once. So if you make a decision right now to get up, to take up your bed and walk right now at once, you're cured, you're healed, you're made whole. And he picked up his mat and walked. So are you going to walk in your healing on today? Because it's already done. He already shed his blood just for you. I just get excited because I'm walking in my total healing. People, y'all don't understand how good it feels to be able to get up, rise up early in the morning and go do the work of the Lord. Go do whatever it is I have to do, and I don't have to sit around and wait on anybody to do it for me. Not saying we don't need nobody, not saying we don't need help, because I do have help too. But to have your help, that means so much to be in your right mind, to have the activities of your limb, to be able to move and go and do the things that God has called you to do. There was a time that I couldn't get out of bed. There was a time that I was always in the hospital. Well, that time is over, and that's why I can come to you this morning, because I'm not living in that time anymore. I am a living testimony of what God can and will do and is doing. If you can just receive that this morning, he's not a respecter of person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you too. If I'm talking to you, make up in your mind. Hey, you know what? Yes, I want to be made whole. Yes, I want to be well. Yes, I want to be cured. And just like this man in the Bible in St. John, the 5th chapter, all at once, the Bible said at once, because people tell you, no, that can't just happen overnight. At once, he was healed. At once, he took up his bed and began to walk. And then after that, you might have some symptoms. You might go through some things sometime. But what you do is you just begin to continue to defend your healing. When you see the symptoms or feel the symptoms, just defend your healing. Just begin to tell yourself, I am healed. By the blood of Jesus, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. That's what you tell yourself. See, your body got to listen to you. You're in control. You shall have whatever you say. So I just wanted to encourage y'all to be made whole this morning. That was just really, really in my spirit to talk about being whole and being healed, because it is so important to be made whole in every area of your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. So we're going to bring Ms. Mia Robinson on. I'm so excited about her being with us this morning. She is a 33-year-old native of Atlanta, Georgia. She graduated from high school in 2001 and went on to get her associate degree in business administration. Mia has been able to maintain a job in the government sector for the past 10 years. She recently decided to pursue her passion full time. She is the co-founder of both Sickle Cell Awareness 365 and Holistic Health for Sickle Cell. As a child living with sickle cell disease, she found comfort in the annual sickle cell camp in Rutledge, Georgia. Over the years, she has connected with so many other warriors, which inspires her to create an organization to help cope with sickle cell disease. HH4SC was brought about with the belief that food is our medicine and we can ultimately heal ourselves. It also focuses on total healing, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and even financial. There are also tips and suggestions that show you how to incorporate small changes for better health and healing the entire body. And that's what Totally Heal is all about. So I'm so excited to bring this guest on. When I begin to read her bio and, you know, and hear about this holistic movement, I was like, you got to come on the show, because that's what Totally Heal is all about, you being healed in every area of your life. So we want to bring, welcome Ms. Mia Robinson into the studio on this morning. Good morning, Ms. Mia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and excited about all the good things that God is doing. And I'm excited about what you're going to bring to the table for our listening audience today, because we want them to be made whole in the mighty name.
Amen.
So we've read your bio. They've heard a little bit about you, but you're welcome to go into more details. First thing we want to know is how the holistic movement and how your healing came about, because I know that you have been through many things, but as we talked the other day, you know, you began to share your testimony of healing with me, and I want you to share your testimony of healing with our listening audience on today?
Okay. Well, of course, I've been dealing with sickle cell all of my life. I've also dealt with weight issues and an additional disorder called IIH. And basically that was something that was, it's basically high brain pressure. And I just took all of my stories, the sickle cell, the IIH, and the weight loss, and decided to form Holistic Health for Sickle Cell to better cope with dealing with sickle cell disease or anything, really. Holistic is not, my program is not just for people with sickle cell, but anybody can adopt these tools and strategies to better deal with themselves. And over the years, I have noticed when I'm eating right, when I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, when I'm exercising, I feel great. I can't complain about sickle cell. I can't complain about anything. But to live a holistic life is to do it constantly and consistently. It's not just right. something you can do once and I'm okay. No, you have to live that life consistently. So
right. You have to, you know, you have to have discipline. And you said something
yes.
in your bio so important that food is our medicine, and that's
mm-hmm.
something that I've been trying to share with people for a while now, that God
mm-hmm.
has given us
mm-hmm.
natural medicine, you know, like carrots. They don't just look like eyes. They are actually good for your eyes.
Yeah.
I used to eat carrots all the time as a little girl. I loved carrots, and I didn't
mm-hmm.
find out till much later in life that they claim the type of sickle cell I was born with, because everybody knows that I'm healed because I was born again. But the type of sickle cell that I was born with supposed to have caused blindness, and said that by the time I was 24 years old
mm-hmm.
that I would have problems with my vision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just so everybody knows that I'm 45 years old and I have great vision. Spiritually
Amen.
And naturally. Amen. So I know firsthand that, you know, food, certain foods that you eat are
mm-hmm.
created
mm-hmm.
for healing for the body. You can heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you have to be dedicated to that. And it starts
yes.
with your mind. That's why God said your
yes.
mind has to be renewed on a daily basis. You have
basis.
To, you know, renew your mind. You got to change the way you think. And a lot of people, and I love that you said it's not just for sickle cell, because this show is for healing for everybody and everything. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, but for the speaking to the sickle cell community and any, you know, chronic illness, you know, community, I know firsthand that they get a lot of negativity from their community, from the doctors and the
mm-hmm.
nurses, and just being in and out
mm-hmm.
of the hospital all the time. And you've been told over and over again that this is uncurable. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So what?
Right.
So some people live their life just doing whatever, eating whatever, doing whatever, because they feel like, well, if my life's going to be short, then I'm going out with a bang. Well, no. I don't
no.
accept that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be disciplined. And once you make up in your mind that this
mm-hmm.
is how I want to live my life, yes, the blood of Jesus has healed me and cured me, but I still can't just do what angel wants to do.
Amen.
You know,
right.
I still got to eat right. I still got to exercise. I still got to do right.
Exactly.
You
and
know
the
what I'm saying? The Bible said wisdom prolongs life. So if you want your life prolonged, use wisdom and eat the right thing. Put the right thing in your body, because we are spirits, but this body is flesh.
Right. And
you know, it was created to decay. So we got to do our part to keep it alive.
Right. And also with the holistic help for sickle cell, it aims more for more than just the physical. Like you said, you have to have it in your mind that this is what you want to do, and it has to start there. And people, as far as like weight loss, you know, people are so quick to go have surgeries and all this other stuff, but if you don't have it made up in your mind that this is what you want to do, then it's not going to work. You have to make it up in your mind. And we know that sickle cell affects more than the physical. It affects the mental. It affects the spiritual. It affects the finances. It affects all of that. So with holistic health, like you said, it's totally healed. You got to change your whole body. You got to change your whole lifestyle in order for it to prosper, in order for you to get total healing. You have to change your entire lifestyle.
Amen. Man, you say you went through a weight loss. How did you lose the weight?
Initially I got sick with the IIH, the brain pressure. And for the first, let's say, month, I could not hold anything down. Everything would come back up. That was going through my own pure craziness. Once I was able to get back on my feet, I did what I was supposed to do. I ate healthy foods. I went to the gym. I had a personal trainer. I did what I was supposed to do in the first place. And I've been able to keep the majority of the weight off. Of course, I have my days where I would love a great cheeseburger. But, you know, sometimes it's okay, like they say, eat in moderation. Don't overwhelm yourself with the foods that you know are not good for you, but it's good to you. So, like I said, I was just, once I got back on my feet and was able to move around, I did what I was supposed to do in the first place, eating right, going to the gym. Like I said, I had a personal trainer, and I've kept the majority of it off. So it's been
amazing.
Well,
praise God. And how have that, you know, having the weight off, how has that benefited you?
Oh, my gosh. Not only do I look better, but I feel better.
Right.
Of course, it was a boost in confidence, but I was able to move better than before. Oh, my God, my energy level went up.
Praise God.
It was just a number of things that came as a result of losing the weight. My blood pressure was stable. There were no issues with my blood pressure. Weight loss, or just being healthy, which is my main goal. You know, people get stuck on, oh, I want to be a size 2 or a size 4. The focus should be to be healthy.
Right,
Coming all shapes, sizes, heights, whatever, but your focus should be to be healthy, not necessarily to be pencil thin, you know.
Wonderful. And I know what you're saying is so true, because I remember when I was having a problem with my blood pressure going extremely high. And, the doctor, PA was trying to tell me, well, you're going to be on blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life. And I was like, the devil is a lie. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And so a nurse, I think it was a nurse that came in, and she said, if you, just ate, change your eating habits and lost some weight, that you don't have to take blood pressure medicine. And so that has been, nobody's going to tell me what I'm going to take for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
What I will take for the rest of my life is the word of God that heals me on a constantly basis. But I'm not taking any medication, for the rest of my life, based on what a textbook or someone said. Because truly, that's not, like our apostle always say, but the truth is, But the truth is, there is another way. And so I'm so glad to have you here to teach people another way. So tell me how your organization deals with the mental aspect.
With the mental aspect right now, it to me is they are very simple techniques that can be done at home at any time as far as with the mental aspect. Writing, I have a writing challenge going on. A lot of people don't realize the benefit of writing, whether you're writing about the day that you had, whether it was good or bad, or it just releases so much tension and so much stress. Meditation helps. A lot of people talk about meditating and prayer. Of course, all of that helps with the mental aspect. You got to figure out what brings you peace, or what you can do to be at peace while you're here. And I know that's like a huge thing, because there's so much chaos going on, but you have to find peace within yourself in order to do anything, in order to get anything done.
Amen.
So the writing,
amen.
Like I said, the writing challenge, that's a start to get people in the habit of writing things down and not holding on to certain issues, whatever it may be. You might have an issue with the doctor. We know how they act and the nurses act when we're in the hospital. You know,
right,
and as
right.
much as we like to go off on them, we can't. So write it
that's
down.
Right.
Get that tension out. Get that stress out. Stress is the number one trigger for most of the sickle cell patients. And we know we can't let anybody else get us to that point where we're stressed out because it's going to cause physical problems.
You're so right. And, you know, I know we're speaking to the sickle cell disease community, but I tell you what, stress is a killer, period. You cannot have a sickness in your body at all. And stress, you worrying and stressing over something and and it will take you out of here.
Speak to
all our listening audience, tell them, let it go. Let it go. Which is most of the time, nothing you can do about it anyway. So you might as well let go and let God have his way, you know, and just put it all in his hands. I want to read this scripture because the Bible says, if a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In Proverbs 23, the 7th verse, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So basically, when you're dealing with the mental aspect, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking healing? Are you thinking cure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking well thoughts? Are you thinking peace and joy? You know,
yes,
or is your mind in an uproar? So whatever you're thinking about, that's the state that you're going to put your mind in your body. It's the law of thought.
Exactly.
It's the law of thought process. So you have to watch what you're thinking about.
Amen.
Because whatever you're thinking about is going to manifest itself in the physical. It's going to manifest itself in the physical. And so I just wanted to add that to what you were saying. Just wanted to add that to. That's very, very important to watch what it is that you're thinking about. If you're thinking pain, I'm always be in pain, and this is just how it is, so I got to accept that, then that's what you're gonna get.
Right.
But when you're thinking, I'm not, you know, going to accept this, when pain comes, oh, no, you can't stay in this body. You got to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There is peace. There is joy. But you got to believe and you got to think that way all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You
got to
be consistent. Not saying things are not going to come, but did you just refocus yourself and say, that's why he said renew your mind daily. This is a daily walk, a daily thing.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, you can't do it today and then tomorrow, no, I don't feel like taking my vitamins. I don't feel like eating and healthy. I'm just going to go on a binge, you know?
Right.
So that's so powerful. That is so powerful.
Right. And
so
when
go ahead.
When I was dealing with the brain pressure, they told me that I would be on this medication, this strong medication, for the rest of my life. Even when she told me that, I was like, no, ma'am, that's not going to work for me.
Amen.
That was another thing that when I lost the weight, I came off that medication. I was off the medication because I refused to let her tell me that I was going to be on the medication for the rest of my life. I refused to accept that answer.
Amen.
So I did what I had to do. And like I said, I put it in my head, eat right, go to the gym, and have that mentality that, no, I'm not accepting this medication for the rest of my life.
That's powerful. I'm so excited, you know, that you did that. And I'm telling you, I know it has made a difference in your life because you made a decision. You know, what you said was, this is what y'all saying, but the truth is, no, I won't be on this medication for the rest of my life. No, I won't. You know, so, you know, I'm so excited about that. If there's anyone that wants to call in and have a question for Ms. Mia, please let us know. Just press 1. And you can speak with me if you have any questions on how to be holistic. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
So let's go to emotional.
Okay. Now, this is for me, the emotional part is challenging because I've never, when I was younger, I wasn't the type to really express my emotions. I held a lot of stuff in. And when you do that, when you hold on to guilt and all these other emotions, it manifests in the physical too.
Wow.
So, and it also, me not opening up, of course, also affected any of the relationships I was in, not just with a romantic interest, but with my family. We don't really know how to express emotions like that. And you can't walk around suppressing your emotions. You can't. Now, there's a way to express them without people getting offended or any of this, but it's dealing with your emotions and trying to balance them is huge. It's a really big deal.
Right.
And like I said, you have to be able to talk to people and let them know how you feel. You don't have have, you know, attitude about it. Hey, you did this, and it made me feel uncomfortable. It hurt my feelings when you did this. I wasn't able to do that when I was younger for some reason. I don't know why. So it has been very interesting for me to open up to that level with people.
Well, you are so right. That's very, very important. You know, they often say that when you speak out loud, you answer your own questions. So even if you feel like it's not your point is not getting across to the person that you're talking to, it's still very important to speak, you know, what's on your mind, like you said, but do it in decency in order. You know, don't do it out of anger or spite or any of that. You know, you're just being honest and you just being real about where you are. You know what I'm saying? And needing people to know this is how you're feeling. It's not good to keep that stuff all bottled in, because when you do that, then, you know, you could experience explosion. Just you're all of it come out all at one time because you didn't talk or speak what you were feeling or what you were dealing with. So get in a quiet place, get in a peaceful place, and then you begin to express yourself. Because even if, like I said, if the other person doesn't get it, you're still going to feel better, because now you're not carrying all that weight and all that stuff that's around with you. That's toxic.
Right.
Like a lot of your medication.
I used to be an emotional eater. So that at my largest weight, I think I was about 250 pounds. Because I was an emotional eater.
Wow.
So not only did I have to deal with my emotions, you know, like, I guess, normal people, but I had to disassociate food from my emotions because that was leading to poor physical health. You know, that was causing problems on top of problems as well. So I really believe that I was an emotional eater. When I was younger, I would write letters to my mom about how I felt because I didn't know how to come to her about my feelings.
Okay.
I would write her letters when I was younger. And sometimes we would discuss them and we go from there. But, of course, as I got older, I felt more comfortable coming to her and saying, Mom, me and my mom has had some deep talks. We've had some very interesting conversations and very emotional conversations. But once you're able to talk it out and get an understanding from both perspectives, and maybe even if you have to agree to disagree, it still needs to come out. It still needs to be said.
Right. Definitely. I so agree with you. You know, there was somebody that I knew very well, and I felt like that was their problem, that they kept everything on the inside. And so, and because of them keeping everything on the inside, you know, they just begin to explode, you know, and do things, you know, that just is out of character, that shouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something about holding things on the inside. The other problem with you holding things on the inside is that can't nobody help you. If you need help, what you do, you know, how can anybody help you? You know, if you don't open your mouth and tell somebody what you're going through, what you're experiencing. You don't know who can help you. It might not be the person that you think, you know, but open your mouth. They always say, you know, those people used to have closed mouth, don't get fed. You know, the Bible said, ask in it and you shall receive. You know, knocking the door shall be open. So if you got to open your mouth, you know, I tell people that all the time. Oh, we ain't got no food over here. Okay, well, did you ask anybody? Did you tell anybody you didn't have any food in your house? Because if you didn't tell anybody, then how can anybody help you?
Help you, right.
You know, how can they help you? So open up your mouth. That's basically what she's telling you. Open your mouth and and receive, you know, the help, because God is sending this show even now to help you. Giving you the information. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the information? Are you going to change your mind? Are you going to feed, you know, are you going to change the way you think? Are you going to be able to begin to think healthy thoughts and healing thoughts right now for your physical body? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to change the way, you know, the way you react to everything? You know, because that's the emotional part, how we react. And I used to be, you know, quick to react in a negative way. But I thank God, you know, for it, because you know, whatever man, like I said, the scripture says, the man thank you, so is he.
So is he.
So if you're thinking negative, what do you think you're going to get? Negativity.
Yeah,
if you go into, even if you going into the hospital, if you already thinking, they ain't going to treat me right, I ain't going to get what I'm supposed to get, I'm not, how do you think the outcome of that going to be?
Right.
You got to change the way you think.
You have to. Positive thoughts lead to positive results.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, let's deal with the spiritual. Hallelujah.
The spiritual.
Oh, my. And you got to put in some work.
I want to speak on a general level, because you may have people from any religious background that are listening in. You don't have to me, this is my belief. In order to get the basic spiritual principles like love, compassion, patience, and all those things, that's across the board. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Buddhist. If you love each other, if you have compassion for people, if you have patience, if you know those principles, then you're good. You have to get your spiritual self in such a place where, it's not the only thing that's going to help, but it's going to help a whole lot. It's going to help a whole lot. You have to have that relationship with God so you know what to listen to, you know what to do. Let him lead you. Like I said, tell you what you need to do in order to get yourself together. That's at the top of the list.
Right.
That's at the top of the list in order to get your spiritual self together.
Well, the first thing you got to do, you know, in order, because people always say, I got to get myself together where you can't. So what you got to do is, you know, like you were saying, you got to the word of God. All of, you know, the scripture that I was bringing to you, it talks about the healing. It talks about all of these things that she's speaking about this morning. It's in the word of God. And so if you constantly are feeding your spirit the word of God, or like you said, things that are positive, things that are uplifting, things that watch the music that you listen to. Watch the music that you're listening to. You know, a lot of people listen to things that will bring them spiritually down based on the music they're listening to, and they try to figure out, well, where did it come from? I was having a good day and I was feeling good. What are you listening to? What are you taking into your spirit? You know, that is so important. The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
So a lot of people, you know, we're living in a time that people always say, well, you know, I've done the church thing. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to go to church. Find a kingdom-based church. Find a ministry that is going to feed your spirit. If you're in a place and you're dying spiritually, get out of there. Mm-hmm. Don't care where you are. If you even in your home, sometimes people sit at home and die. Get out the house.
Right. Right.
Go see something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go interact with people that are doing something and going somewhere in life. You got to change your perspective. Change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't sit there and die. It's time to live and live life more abundantly. Sitting there watching the same movie over and over again on TV.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite movies used to be one of my favorite movies was Set It Off. I ain't robbing nobody bank. I ain't going to set nothing off. How many more times did I need to see Set It Off? I'm going to talk about me. And, you know, I know somebody probably laughing at me out there, but you got a movie and a TV show and some stories or something that you're watching that is feeding your spirit negativity.
Mm-hmm.
That is killing
you. You have to pay attention to the stuff that you watch, too, not just the stuff that you listen to, but the stuff that you watch on TV can interfere as well, you know. I constantly listen to motivational or inspirational music. It's not all gospel, but I love some India Reed. Me and India Reed, that's my homegirl. She don't know it. She doesn't know it, but that's my homegirl, and I love all her music. Is very inspirational and very motivating. So
it's got to be inspirational. It's got to, like you said, I'm not saying just listen to gospel. You know, that just happened to be my preference. But I am also an inspirational and a gospel singer. So I believe in inspiration. You got to listen to something that's uplifting. I was telling my godson the other day, like, you know, what are you listening to? Like, they talk about medications that are uppers and downers, but they got uppers and downer music. They got upper and down TV shows that you can watch a TV show that will inspire you and make you want to go do something. And then you can watch a TV show that just make you like, oh, I'm just going to bed. I don't even want to do nothing else.
Right.
You know, so it's what those are your gates. So what are you putting in your eye gates? What are you putting in your ear gates? It's very, very, very important. It's because, you know, the television, guess what it's going to do? Tell you a vision. What kind of vision do you want to see?
Tell you lies. Right.
Come on, son. What kind of vision do you want to see?
I don't even watch regular TV anymore. I pull up, like, in the morning sometimes I'll pull up YouTube and I'll watch people like Lisa Nichols. I'll watch Young Von Zunt. I'll listen to Les Brown. There's another guy named Gary Vee. So I listen to motivational stuff like that.
Right.
That's what I watch on TV. I might watch something like an old movie or something every now and then, but for the most part, it's something motivational that I'm listening to get my mind right, to get my spirit right, to get my emotions together. So,
amen. Well, you know what? Know why you can do that? You've changed your mind. You see what I'm saying?
You have
changed your mind, and because you've changed your mind, you can, you know, you've changed your perspective. You made a decision that, hey, I'm gonna watch what I eat. I'm gonna watch what I think. I'm gonna watch what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's all you had to do. Once you made up in your mind, then that's the result of you making up your mind. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's a form of repentance. Repentance just means repentance. Repentance means to change your mind.
Change your mind.
I was going in the wrong direction. I was doing the wrong. So, you know, I repent, Father. Go ahead, Mia.
No, what I was going to say is I got to a point where I felt like if I keep eating the crap or if I keep going on the same route that I've been doing, then I'm going to eat. If it don't take me out of here, it's going to make me worse, because especially when I had the brain pressure issue. So I'm like, I have to get myself together. That red velvet cake, you know what? I don't need to make that second piece this time, you know?
The red velvet cake was calling you.
Yeah. I feel like if I keep going down that route, it's not going to end pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just not. health is going to get worse if I don't change my mind. So, yeah, you have to.
Wow. Wow. That is so true. You know, my thing used to be Coca-Cola. Didn't want to see no water, but don't you drink my Coca-Cola. Don't you drink it. I will find some change, whatever I had to find, to get me a Coca-Cola. Well, I'm telling you, that day is over with. You know what I'm saying? You'll find me with a bottle of water, most of the time a bottle of aloe juice in my hand. Praise God.
Right.
You know, so, you know, everybody, we're not telling you that we haven't been there. We're telling you we have been there. But you can change your mind. You can change your life by changing your mind, changing what you watch, changing what you hear, changing where you go, changing what you do. Because if you're around toxicity all the time, toxic people and toxic things,
you're going to be toxic
then
too.
What are you going to get? You're going to be toxic too.
And
feel something on the floor and then drop your clothes on top of it and see whether or not your clothes is going to get wet or get sore by what you spilled on the floor. It's going to get sore.
And that's not to say every day is easy. You have some days that's better than others, because some days I do want that sweet potato pie, you know. But again,
like you said, it's moderation. Not saying that you can't have the sweet potato pie. Or the red velvet cake. But if you are overdoing it with the red velvet cake or the sweet potato pie, then you could overdo anything. See, that's what people don't understand. You could overdo everything. That's what religion is. Religion is, you just don't overeat it. You can do anything religiously, doing it the same time every day. I got to watch my show. So you ain't leaving home because you got to be at home at 12 o'clock, not because you got to pray at 12 o'clock, but because your show comes on at 12 o'clock. So that's keeping you from getting out, you know, enjoying life, because you're trying to be back home to watch something that ain't feeding your spirit, ain't feeding your soul.
But
you can't miss it. You know, you can be addicted to anything.
You can.
You know, you can be addicted to anything. If it's not prospering you, if it's not changing your life, your mind, your body, then it's not
you. You don't need it.
Now, let's talk about something that's really, really important, because in any community that's dealing with sickness, illness, disease, all of that, they have, in some way, form or another, dealt with financial issues. You know, some of them have been wealthy and became poor or broken because they end up spending their substance trying to get well and trying to get healed. But let's deal with the financial aspect, because last week I told everybody I was healed from poverty. So I understand that finances is an issue. So let's deal with that.
With me, I can give you my perspective. Like I said, I was working in the government sector for 10 years. It was 10 years last May. And I got to a point where it's very difficult working, having sickle cell, because I may need 2 weeks out because I'm sick. I spend 1 week in the hospital and 1 week trying to get myself back together. So if you're doing that, I would say consistently, maybe every month, maybe every other month, whatever, that puts a dent in your income. If you have your own place, if you have your own bills, car note, this and the other, everything is now being affected because you're sick. Not only that, your medical bills are going up. So it's very difficult to maintain some type of a budget or any type of income to you know, sustain. I'm actually working on a blog that talks about how to eat healthy or how to live healthy on a budget. For instance, when I do yoga, you don't need no gym membership to work out. If you got internet, you can pull up YouTube. I pull up my yoga videos on YouTube and call it a day. That does not call for a gym membership. You can go outside and walk. And lately, it's been 70-something degrees outside.
That's
completely free. I'm working on, I'm trying to learn how to coupon so I can pass that on. But
I got somebody for you for that.
Okay. Cool, honey.
I can help you with that.
Lot of money. Huh?
I said, I can help you with that. My producer, she's a coupon queen. She fussed at us
okay.
if we go out to eat without a coupon. So,
all right, we need to talk.
She teaches coupon
talk,
classes
man.
And everything. So I will.
Right.
I'll give
and
you
I
her information after the show.
Okay. And I also talked to my one of my, I still call them my camp kids, but they're grown women now, crafting. It's very simple, and not only is it therapeutic for me, but it can lead to extra money. I take old wine bottles and just decorate them, put my own little spin on it. I say put my funk on it. I just take old wine bottles and things like that and make crafts out of them and sell them. That's to generate extra
awesome.
Money, you know.
Wow.
So you have to kind of think outside of the box, and with me, with any chronic illness and any unpredictable illness like sickle cell, it's difficult to work around other people's schedule. And I've realized that. My body is different every day. You know, I don't know how I'm feeling tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. I can speak it and think it. But if I know something ain't right, or if I've done something that I know is going to trigger a crisis or whatever, then I need to get myself in order. So crafting is very therapeutic for me, and that's extra money. That's extra income. I signed up for secret shopper thing. So if I go into Walmart, get maybe a few dollars, those little dollars add up.
Mm-hmm.
Those dollars add up. So it's just giving tips and suggestions like that to either get more income in or learn how to budget your money, because, you know, sickle cell or any illness affects your finances as well. So you got to kind of think outside the box on things like that.
Well, I tell you, being an entrepreneur myself, and I raised three entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
what you have to hone in on is your gift and your talent. Whatever
mm-hmm.
your gift and your talent is, that is where your extra income or your income, period, is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because every person was born with a gift and a talent
mm-hmm.
on the inside
mm-hmm.
of them. And why
mm-hmm.
did God give it to you? He gave it to you to use it.
Use
read
it.
Matthew
mm-hmm.
25 when you get a chance, because it talks about when Jesus gave out the talents. And that was one person that they only had one talent, and they buried that talent in the earth. So I speak to all of you who have talents that have not been using them, or gifts that haven't been using them, that's been lying dormant, for them to come alive right now and for you to go forth and use the gift and the talent that God has given you, because that's where your increase is right there. If you bury it, if you don't use it, the Bible called him an evil and a wicked servant, and another a rendition of the word called him lazy.
Lazy.
If you lazy, you ain't getting nowhere. You
yes.
don't want to get up. You don't want to do nothing. And he, like I said, like the scripture was talking about, the man said, well, I ain't had nobody help me get in the pool. Well, I'm sick, so how I'm going to do that? You're well. You got to keep speaking it over yourself. I'm well. I'm good enough. I'm going to do this. God gonna give me
mm-hmm.
the strength to do it. You have
mm-hmm.
and I say to you,
mm-hmm.
Mia, that you are well, that you will not have any more days where I don't know how I'm gonna feel the next day. You're gonna feel well today, you're gonna feel well the next day. And I want you to think, continue to speak that over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, life is only unpredictable if we allow it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But every morning wake up and speak to your body. And say, we will today,
right.
We're going to get up today, we're going to go forth and do the work of the Lord. Like I said, symptoms and things may come, but you have
mm-hmm.
power in your mouth to
right.
speak over your own body and
mm-hmm.
change whatever it is. I don't care
mm-hmm.
what the doctor says. I don't care what your family says. I don't care what's written down in a book.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power. God has given us that power.
Right. You're right.
To go forth. And you have something powerful here. You have something so powerful here. Let me ask you this question. I have to ask every guest this. What does being totally healed mean to Mia?
what does totally healed mean to me? Totally healed means just what holistic health for sickle cells is about, being healed mentally, spiritually, financially, physically, and all the emotionally, in all those areas. That's total healing to me. And you have to do whatever it is you have to do to get healing in those areas. If it's studying the Bible, studying whatever religious doctrine that you use, using yoga and meditation to get your physical body in order. It's so many things that you can do to get all of that aligned and get all of that healed.
You know, I love how you told them you don't have to have a gym membership to exercise.
Right.
Because people will use that as you. When I get my gym membership, I'm going to go work out. Well, walk up the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Walk
you
around your
it.
House. Run in place. You know what I'm saying?
I had a personal trainer come to the house the other day. We walked around my neighborhood. And my niece has a playground in the backyard. We use that playground as my gym.
Amen. Amen.
And now that I know how to use it, I can go. I don't have to wait on my personal trainer to come and see me. I can go out there and do it on, because he's done showed me what I need to do. So it's just up to me now.
It is up to you.
Like you said, you got to keep that mind going. Hey, I'm going to get outside. It's 72 degrees outside today.
Right.
It's a nice day for a walk. It's a nice
Sweat
day
it out.
To go
Sweat
on,
it
this,
out.
On this. Right. Exactly. So, absolutely.
It's all right there for you.
Right. You can go to YouTube for anything. I go to YouTube for my motivational videos.
Thank you.
To YouTube for everything.
Wow. Well, yeah, and a lot of people, people go to YouTube, you know, you ain't got no excuse how to do this on your car, how to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It will show you how to do a whole lot of things. And I think that this is, so important is that what we're going to do today is get rid of the excuses. If you're listening, if you made an excuse for everything in the world, why you still sick, why you can't work, why you can't do this, we getting rid of the excuses today, because you just heard you got the power to heal yourself. You got the power to change your mind. You got the power to change your mental status. You have the power to change your emotional status. You have the power to change your spiritual status by what you're putting in your spirit, what you're keeping on your mind, what you're doing in the physical, what you're doing with your money. Are you putting your money in a position where it can grow? What are you doing?
I agree.
What are you doing? That's just a side. We're going to get rid of the excuse. Ain't no more excuses. There are no more excuses. Why you ain't doing this? I ain't got no reason.
None at all.
You know, I don't have no reason because she don't told me I can walk. And if you're listening and you can't physically get up and walk, but you can use your arms and your hands, just begin to move your arms and your hands and begin to speak to your body in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody that's listening in, we only have a few minutes left, but if you want to ask me a question about holistic health, please dial 1. And we're going to be getting out of here in a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for you coming in this morning.
No problem. I also want to say that on February 4th, people can find me on Instagram and Facebook. And on February 4th, I will be having a holistic doctor to come out and speak and talk about the benefits of holistic living. And he can tell you what he does and all those type of things. I don't have a place yet, but if you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I'll be updating that with the details.
Okay. All right. So, and that's on February the 4th?
Yes, February 4th.
Okay. But you don't have a location yet?
No, I haven't finalized the location just yet. But I would
tell them where they can follow you on Instagram, Facebook, if they would like more information about the Holistic Way.
On Facebook, it's Holistic Health and Sickle Cell. You can just type that in. And on Instagram is HH4SC. And on Twitter as well. Twitter is HH4SC.
Okay. So you gave your Twitter, your Facebook.
Twitter,
Instagram. Instagram. All right. Do you have a YouTube page?
I do not have one.
Okay.
Yet.
Well, we do have a caller, and we're going to take a call. You ready to take a call right now?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. Caller, you're on the line.
Good morning, ladies, or good afternoon. Greetings, ladies. Greetings.
Good morning.
Well, ladies, you all have been such a blessing. And Mia, thank you so much for sharing with us on Totally Healed today. I tell you, you've been a blessing. And I pray as you continue to walk in the things that God has called you to, that others are healed because they see the healing upon your life, and that you continue
thank
to continue to declare life over your life and others.
Thank you.
Thank
who are we speaking with this morning?
You have Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire.
Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'm so glad you called. Miss Mia, this is the young lady I was telling you about that does the couponing classes. So
okay.
I would love for y'all to connect. She is a financial guru. You know, she will teach you how to save some money. Amen. So thank you so much for Miss On Fire for calling in this morning and speaking in with Miss Mia. I'm pretty sure she is very encouraged by you calling in.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Say that again.
Continue to do what you're doing.
I would definitely love to keep in contact with you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Please do so. And tune in to my show as well on Tuesdays at 8. It is called On Fire to Inspire. And, you know, it's about being on fire and inspiring people in every capacity of our lives, because God wants us healed and whole in every capacity, not just in our physical, but he wants our financial, he wants our mental, our emotional.
Yes.
He wants us completely living and walking in total healing. You know, total health and wellness is our portion.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Thank you so
much,
Ms. On
Fire. Well, God bless you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're getting ready to get up out of here. And I tell you, Ms. Mia, it has been an awesome show. On February the 19th, I'm having a red affair. So I want to invite you guys out. It will be in Congress at 1303 Parker Road, February 19th at 5:30, from 5:30 to 8:30. So whoever wear the cooler socks are going to get a prize. We're going to have food, fun, and some good music. Just enjoy ourselves. So y'all come out. We're looking for sponsors. So if you like to sponsor this radio show or our television show that's coming, please let us know. And thank y'all so much for listening in.
Thank you
so much, Mia, for being with us this morning. I'm pretty sure our listening audience has been encouraged, has been enlightened, and wants to know more about holistic health. So we'll be staying tuned for more information about February. And so be with us next week, where we'll have Ms. Tamika Mosley, and she'll be talking about more natural health things at 11 a.m. next Saturday. Be here with us. And thanks again, Mia. And thank you all for listening. Go and be whole, be healed. Make up your mind that you have no more excuses, and you're going to go out and live a whole life full of healing and prosperity. Amen?
Amen.
All right. God
thank
bless.
You so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.